New research suggests periods remain a major barrier to playing sport in Australia. A 2024 survey by Share the Dignity found nearly 7 in 10 athletes have skipped games because of their period. With the Brisbane 2032 Olympics on the horizon, advocates say it's time for sporting clubs and codes to tackle menstrual inequity and make participation more inclusive. To learn more about the Bloody Good Sport Initiative, I spoke to founder and managing director of Share the Dignity, Rochelle Courtenay.
Bloody Good Sport is there to ensure that nobody misses out on sport because of their period. And I think until we address the lack of education on menstruation to men and to women, we will never have an equal playing field. With 68% of menstruators having skipped sport, 90% is a fear of leaking. Now, if period products are just in a training bag, that eliminates that. We'll still have a fear, but I will tell you, I used to play netball, played netball for 40 years of my life. I had suffered severely with endometriosis. So for me to play, I needed to have a pad and a tampon in, and I needed to change, go to the bathroom before I played, and I had to run off at halftime. Now, I always had a tampon in both sides of my bra so that I knew that if I needed to, I went. Now, we're trying to eliminate that. I never told a coach. I never told anybody. It was so embarrassing. How can we do better now that we know better?
Do you think that this anxiety, do you think it's from the social stigma or from physical symptoms?
I think it's a social stigma. I think that if we're not going to training as 13-year-old girls and a coach is openly talking about or even having the information about the strength and power you have at different cycles, points in your cycle, that makes it open conversation. That takes away the shame and stigma. Over the years, it will be completely gone. And so then when you do have your period and those who are 1 in 8 who suffer with endometriosis can openly say, you know what, I'm having a really bad period today. I might just sit out of this bit. But without that open conversation, that's never going to take place.
The root of the issue is access, is it education or culture within Australian sport, you know, knowing that these organisations are historically very male dominated?
I think it is a mix of all. I know that I worked with the NRL on bringing about the education page that we have called A Coach in the Know. So if there is a 30% increase in girls participating in rugby league, how can they retain those girls? And how can they make sure that Ruby's dad, who Ruby's 14 and her dad has put his hand up to coach, what does he need to know about the team when it comes to menstruation? Because I can bet you Ruby's mum and dad were not adequately educated on menstruation. For men, I can't even imagine what that number is, but for women, 52% of women felt like they were not adequately educated on menstruation. I can't even imagine what that number is for men.
And from what you've seen so far, are sporting organisations stepping up?
Yeah, I think they want to, but it's not just sporting organisations. For example, I spoke to Soccer Australia and they're like, we're all on board. We've changed our uniforms so that the girls don't have to wear white shorts. Tennis Australia talking about doing the same thing. But when the girls are playing at When the girls are then playing or training at a council facility, those council facilities don't have a sanitary bin. They certainly don't have access to free period products. And so it's going to take all of us to play a role in ensuring that there is menstrual equity in Australia.
Looking forward to the Brisbane Olympics in 2032, what would success or a big progress in terms of menstrual equity look like by the time the Olympics arrive?
Yeah, by 2030, Share the Dignity is calling on menstrual equity. So it means that no matter where you are, whether you're getting an education, you're playing sport, or you're at work, or you're out in public, you should be able to get access to free period products. There should also be a sanitary bin in every bathroom that you're visiting. It is not okay for girls to be playing sport and having to put their tampon back into a bag to take home to get rid of it. We want every stadium fitted with free period products and sanitary bins. And before that, we have to make sure that they're also where they are training and participating in sport.
Rochelle Courtenay from Share the Dignity there, ending that report.